Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And the blitz is on, apparently. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Andrew Carlson filling in today. 0-for-1 on the start here. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Carlson Radio. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. You can also get us on the text line. And for one more day, Twitchers, well, you won't see the handsome guy. You'll just see me. Although you could just watch a producer cam and see Andrew. There's that.
Did you mean me, the handsome guy?
Well, compared to me, yeah. I mean, okay. That's not saying a whole hell of a lot. Hey, you actually sound pretty good there, buddy.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm hearing you guys. It sounds like I'm in the studio. So it's a little bit weird because obviously we don't have that the ability to look each other in the eye. But overall, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, I think, I wasn't sure what to expect, but you got a nice setup there. I'll have mine hopefully tomorrow, so this should be my last day in studio. But how are you holding up on furlough there, sir?
It's a little odd, doing. I did the conference call, the management conference call today. I did in my underwear, and that was in a way freeing. But also a little bit awkward.
Especially if you got turned on when certain people were talking.
Yes, and it was you.
Well, that always happens.
And my kids are still here, and apparently there's no end in sight. It's the never-ending spring break.
This is the first. I did a lot to keep myself busy this weekend, so I don't feel like I'm stir crazy yet. But then I think we'll get into tomorrow when I'm doing the show from home. It's probably going to start because, I watched a lot of TV. I actually wrote something that we'll talk about at 5 o'clock that for the people to try to help raise some money. And
in-house forum stories.
No. I wrote a Jesse Christian story. There is sex in it. So there's that. Basically, I did all that and played ponies and just tried to stay distracted, so it didn't feel like a very different weekend. But I don't know if you're getting the same impression, but like it was only a week ago that we went out for steak night for the last time, where we all went out for dinner and things like that just to help out. That was only a week ago. It feels like a month, and I don't know if it's just because we're on lockdown or what, but it just seems like time is just disappearing on us.
It is pretty odd how quickly time's gone. I mean, think it's been something like 8 or 9 days since that UFC card happened.
Yeah, seems like forever.
I know. I mean, that's the one thing about this thing. Time is flying. Unfortunately, the world is not moving with it.
Well, and there's those of us who have less time left than the rest of you.
Right, you've got very finite amount.
I do not like this time flying by like this. I'd rather it be nice and slow. I want it to be like that hour before the noon games in the NFL on Sundays that just seems to take forever from 11 to noon. That's what I want.
I thought you were doing a Cat in the Hat rhyme there. I do not like this time. I do not like this time. I want time to go slow. I am not ready to die. I'm not ready to go.
I like that. Maybe that's my next project.
There you go.
I'll do a Dr. Seuss type thing about not dying. Oh, well, before we get too far along, there's actually a few sports things today. But
God bless the NFL, I tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I say it every day. That's one of the things that when I go to bed at night, I thank the good Lord for it. But especially in these trying times, the NFL keeps giving us food.
Yeah, and it's... I get crazy when people are critical and say, oh, they shouldn't be doing anything right now. Like, they're not doing anything other than just off-season business, and they keep giving us stuff. So, what are you going to do? But P.J. Walker gets to go to Carolina. So your former Roughnecks quarterback, he signs today.
You already renewed your season tickets, didn't you? You should have taken the money back.
Well, I think if I'm a gambling man, and I am, there's probably a 50% chance he's back next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, although they traded Kyle Allen today to the Redskins, which is when they first signed him, I'm like, wow, that's like five quarterbacks they have on the roster because they signed Bridgewater. They haven't got rid of Cam yet, which we're assuming they'll do. They had Kyle Allen, and they still have Will Greer, who they invested a high pick in. So I thought, well, that's a little bit of an odd choice, although I know it's his old coach. And you know what? Then they trade Kyle Allen, so now it kind of makes sense. But because I think he would have been hard-pressed to make the team if they'd kept him around.
Yeah, I would think so. He sucked pretty bad last year.
I mean, but he did start like 12 games for him and had – I mean, he was pretty much – I mean, I don't think – obviously he's not going to start. Bridgewater, I assume, is who's going to start.
You better start for that money.
Yeah. But – Well, so we had that. That was one thing that the NFL did. There were a few others. Which one do you like the best?
Well, I saw a story, and we talked about this a little last week, but Larry Brown Sports did a story about Deshaun Watson and the reality of him being the quarterback of the Patriots next year, and the fact that the odds for him right now at Bet Online are plus 300.
Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculously low for something like that, for a guy who's under contract with a team.
Well, think about this. The odds of and this is, you know, the odds that he'll be starting week one, Jared Stidham on the roster, plus 500. Brian Hoyer, now on the roster, plus 3,300. Deshaun Watson, not on the roster, plus 300. I mean,
that's
for him
insane.
To be
that's
the
insane.
Betting favorite is wild.
Well, then he starts tweeting today.
Yeah, and I guess those are Drake lyrics, but I don't think they were accidental.
No, I mean, clearly not. And you know, I wouldn't know a Drake lyric from anything, but it kind of sent a message there a little bit, and this is stuff that we talked about at the time, is how he was going to react to them making the Hopkins trade, and is he going to want to be here after that? Boy, he hasn't really said anything even remotely supportive, and then you come out with this, and I think now it's a real concern. I mean, I thought it was a concern at the time, but based on what's happened and in terms of he's not saying anything positive, yeah, this is a bad look, man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously, if the Texans decide they want to keep him, they've got, what, three more years that they could conceivably force him to be here.
Yeah, although I don't know how that franchise tag. I think the franchise tag has changed a little bit now, if I'm not mistaken, with the 17-game season. So
do they maybe only get to franchise him one year?
Yeah, I think so, and maybe somebody who's studied the entire CBA can tell me exactly how that works. But
a CBAologist?
Yeah, we need one of those. But I do know it's not the same. I know the rule's not the same. I think so basically you're looking at 2 years, and you know, for a franchise quarterback that you gave up a lot for, I kind of think that if it came down to it, that would have to be the one thing that would make them say, you know what, if it comes down to Deshaun Watson or Bill O'Brien, it's got to be Deshaun Watson, right?
But at that point, is it too late? I mean, are they going to fire Bill O'Brien and just say, now will you stay, Deshaun? I mean, it almost seems like...
If it deteriorates to that point, they almost have to, I think.
Yeah.
So that I think, is something that Texans fans should be very concerned about, because you finally have a guy, and by all indications, he likes being in the city. He likes playing here.
Well, so did DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, well, and it wasn't his choice, and that's the thing. And if it does become his choice, and if I'm him, I'm like, well, I mean, do I want to be here? And I don't know that I would. I mean, if David Gow traded you and Aaron without telling me to 6'10", and I got to work with Andrew all the time, I'm pretty sure I'm going to want to go somewhere else when my contract's up.
Yeah, that and that's kind of the point. But they've already started that. They've already started the sell off, which makes it like if they trade everybody away, and then they come when it's time for you to resign, and they say, "I know this guy traded everybody away, but we're going to get rid of him." I mean, by then, isn't it too late because they've traded everybody away already?
Well, yeah, that's certainly a factor, but I guess it depends if they come to you and say, listen, this guy screwed everything up. We know we traded away all your guys. We want to pay you a bunch of money and rebuild this thing the right way. Please stay. Here's what we'll pay. And maybe he stays. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's just like, you know what? No, it's too late. It just, you know how everybody's different. You don't know how a guy's going to react. But I would feel like if they came to me afterwards and there's a new person in charge and they offered me a bunch of money to stay, I probably would leave because you've already gotten rid of my guys and for no reason. I mean, it's just kind of dumb. So, yeah, I think that's a real question when it comes to Deshaun, whether or not he just says, hey, you know what? Screw it. But I think if you make that move sooner, then maybe that makes him happy. I don't know. But I don't know what's in his head. I just know that if I were him, I wouldn't be very happy, and clearly he's not. So I don't know. Why else would you tweet out that Drake lyric?
I don't know. Andrew, do you know any other Drake lyrics? You're the youngest one here. The only Drake lyrics I can quote are started from the bottom. Now we hear.
A lot of the Drake lyrics, at least that I would immediately think of, are kind of sad songs. So, like, I think that they could be pretty applicable to Deshaun feeling something with Hopkins leaving.
Well, here's what I would say in regards to Deshaun and Laremy Tunsil, for that matter. You would think, let's say the Texans were a team who was struggling against the cap right now. You would think, okay, maybe now I understand why it's taken so long to get these deals announced. The Texans, there are only three teams in the league with more cap space as of this morning than the Texans. That's the Lions, the Bills, and the Giants. You've got these guys. Why are they still floating about? All these announcements being made of these raggedy-ass dudes being signed. This guy's going to stick around. This guy's going to... By the way, that's all the Texans are getting. Besides Randall Cobb, they're re-signing their own crummy dudes. But there's no reason why the Texans shouldn't have already signed at least one of those two guys, other than it's quite possible those two guys don't want to be here.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine them going to Tunsil and saying, here, we're going to make you the highest paid tackle in the league. Here's the number. Here's the years. And him turning it down unless he's like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to play for this guy. I'm going to get paid. It's going to happen. And yeah, I that one should be done. The Watson one, you still got a year to work on. I know they want to, you know, theoretically want to get it done. But I don't know why you're waiting on Tunsil. I mean, that should be done by now. When you're re-signing all these other scrubs off your roster, which I don't know if you saw the tweet the Texans put out about how important it is to re-sign your own players.
Oh, yes.
That got some reaction from people.
Yeah, that's that doesn't seem like a – like the person who tweeted that. I don't know who's in charge of their Twitter account. That seems like one they probably should have run by somebody before they threw it out there.
Well, it's kind of typical Texans. It's tone deaf and it's arrogant. And, I mean, that's the organization under Bill O'Brien. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. But first, I have to tell you about my man, Dr. Linville. And if you've been looking in the mirror and you've seen that thinning hairline, you think, hey, man, it's time to do something. That's where I was. It was either, hey, let's just shave it and go full on bald, which I would have looked hideous, or let's get something done. And I looked into a bunch of stuff and it all sucked. And then I went to Dr. Linville. And what he does is called the neograft procedure. He takes hair that's already on your head and moves it to where it's not. It's that simple. And in my case, it was a lot of them. They had to transplant 2,451 hairs. And guess what? It's my hair. And it's growing out. This isn't hair plugs. This isn't any of that. There's no scarring or any of that stuff. And guess what? Now that you're working from home, how about this? He's got virtual consulting. You can get your assessment now. So when things turn around, you'll be ready to get it done. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com, and you can set up that virtual consultation today. And listen, man, Dr. Linville's a great dude. He just wants to help people like you, like me, even himself. He had it done, and it looks fantastic. And you can go follow him on Twitter and check that out. But while you're stuck at home and you're thinking, you know what, when things get right, I'm going to go get this done, well, go get your virtual consultation today at 975hair.com. And it's a great opportunity for you to fix your hair. And it doesn't matter how old you are. But if you're young and you're starting to lose your hair, now is the time to do it. 975hair.com.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
No sleep till!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Little beasties. Good call there, Andrew. I don't know if you can call this song underrated because it's pretty popular, but it's one of my favorites of theirs. Would it be fair to call it underrated, AJ? You're a big beastie guy.
This song, yeah. Underrated?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of their biggest hits. I've never thought of it as like a. It's not like it's a deep cut.
No, but it's probably my favorite of theirs. So, that and Sabotage. But all right, 713-780 ESPN. If you want to get in, 713 says during this difficult time, I got to say thank God for The Blitz. Help get our mind off everything. Keep up the good work, fellas. Hey, man. You guys are doing the same thing for us, whether you realize it or not. I mean, I've been looking forward to this all day. So we're going to keep doing it. We're just going to keep rolling along until the end of the world. But I see that they haven't officially done a shelter in place yet, right, for Harris County?
Not yet.
How much different is it going to be? I mean, we're all trying to do that as much as we can. And, I do think people are being pretty responsible, so... Yeah, you know, I know every other city's doing it, but do we have to? I mean, I don't know, man. It's I just can't even pay attention to Twitter because everybody has made this a political thing and turned it into one side versus the other.
I mean, it actually is a political thing at this point. I mean, that bill that got shot down today, I mean, that's one of the – there's a bunch of back and forth on it, but it's pretty crazy when you read into it, certainly.
Well, yeah, and it's just right down party lines, and it's – one side is, oh, this is the end of the world, and the other side is, oh, it's not that bad. And
well, it's one side. Both sides are being dummies.
Well, yeah.
The Democrats apparently are trying to work things into the bill that have nothing to do with this coronavirus situation, like fuel on airlines, more fuel-efficient airlines. And then the Republicans, they want to basically – they want to do a $500 billion bailout for corporations, which basically there's a loophole that says they'd be required to avoid job or wage cuts only to the extent practicable, which is like the most gigantic loophole.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't find out where this $500 billion went to for 6 months, which would conveniently put us on the other side of the election. So... I mean, they're both just pathetic for arguing over stuff like this at this time. I mean, Republicans for trying to sneak that past a goalie and Democrats for I assume that's like their retort. That's what they're asking in return, which is so silly right now. I've tweeted my fair share about politicians today. I'm not totally pleased with anybody right now.
Yeah, well, I'm talking more about on the local level where they're making these decisions, whether or not to go – to go shelter in place or not. I mean, it's the opinion is, oh, they have to do this, or no, you don't. You know, this is it's not necessary. I mean, there's no in between. There's no discussion of it. I mean, I do think what we've been doing seems to be working. And but I'm not a health professional, and I don't know this as much as the rest of the guys do. I'm just going on what people I think are intelligent are telling me. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not. But 713-780 ESPN. I'm guessing you watched this, but if you haven't, you have got to get on that Tiger King documentary.
I've heard a podcast about it, so I know the whole story. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Well, if you know the story, you know how bizarre it is. You can't make these people up.
Dude, I mean, he is a legit character. Like, yeah, it would have to be written in a bad novel.
Yeah, it was kind of hard writing fiction after watching that because I'm like, man, I can't
that's
top
real
this.
Life, bro. Yeah, that is real life.
I mean, it was the perfect Florida story, perfect Oklahoma story, and perfect murder story. I mean, it was just a really, really bizarre documentary. And if you get a chance, I highly recommend it. And
And did you watch the whole thing already?
I did, yeah. I did. I thought the last two episodes were, I want to say lame. They were just kind of slow because once it got to him in jail, it was more about the truck.
Boring at that point.
At that point, it was a little bit boring. But the leading up to that, it was just the first four episodes are just incredible because you keep getting, you know, you think it's bizarre enough and then something else more bizarre happens. Like the woman and her ex-husband and stuff like that pops up. And then the guy who buys in and his partner and all his background is just like, oh, my God, you cannot make this stuff up. It was incredible.
Legit question. When the murder for hire thing comes out, doesn't it suddenly the story just glosses over the fact that that lady's husband just up and vanished?
Yeah.
Like they just forget. Like,
no, they dive into that quite a bit.
Okay, then I need to watch the documentary.
Yeah,
because on the podcast, it was like, once it was found out that, you know, there was this guy tried to have this woman murdered, basically they just pretended like this woman didn't, well, I don't know if she did, but her husband vanished, and apparently no one knows where he went. And it was mighty convenient for her.
Well, there's a whole bunch of it in the documentary where the tiger guy is basically going on his TV show saying she killed her husband. She fed him to her lions and all this stuff. And it starts off the whole problem between the two of them because
I believe him.
I do too, but they're all crazy. Every single one of them that they show in there. And it's funny. There's a quote at the beginning of it where they talk about, cat people being really weird. And I mean, it's the perfect setup for the whole thing because everybody who's involved with these animals is a freaking idiot.
I mean, it's the perfect mix of Florida and Oklahoma.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think you'll like it because there's probably some stuff that wasn't on there.
Okay.
And what's unique about it is there's all this footage because they were filming his TV show and they were trying to set up a reality show with him, which I think would have been fairly awesome. I mean, gay Oklahoma cowboy with a mullet who likes to shoot things and owns tigers. I mean, it would have been the absolute perfect reality show. So if you get a chance, that's kind of a broad overview of it. Try not to spoil too much, but
doesn't it make you feel boring?
God, yes.
Like your life is so lame when you think about how exciting that guy's living.
It's like, oh boy, I got to sit down and make up a really good story now. Great. Yeah. But, it was, it's well worth the time and I blasted through it in pretty much a day. So, especially I stayed up till 3 a.m. watching the craziness of Tiger King. It's so freaking good. I can't get enough. So, 713-780-ESPN. AJ, did you see Dana White said UFC is going to be first sport back and they're going to get things back going again soon. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, they also said they were going to be they were going to keep going through this thing and it got shut down. So I'm sure he's in a hurry to get back. I just don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah. Tyson says, I live in Dallas and the fact they gave the order to shelter in place only 2 days after the governor's last order had just taken effect makes no sense. How do they even have time to gauge anything in 2 days? I'll defend them a little bit on this. Doesn't it feel like it changes almost hour to hour what the hell's going on out there?
Yeah.
And so it's just like anything else. You can have a strong opinion about something, and then you get more information. And it's like, maybe I shouldn't be this strong on this. All right. Don't go anywhere. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Well, one of us is live from the Veritex studio. The other is at the home, which is
the Hoffman Estate.
The palatial Hoffman Estate, right?
No, 800 square foot apartment.
hey, don't joke about that. We may all be in one.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. A couple things about the documentary somebody brought up that I forgot about, the whole polygamy angle, too.
Yeah. It's a crazy story.
It was so funny because we start watching it and then, you know, okay, here's one crazy part, here's another crazy part, and then it just kept going and going, and I'm like, come on, at some point it's got to run out of crazy, and it never did.
Yeah, the thing I listened to was like a 6 or 7 episode podcast, and literally every episode there was moments where I was like, is this real? Like, is this a real story? And one of the things I always try to do is if I'm listening to or watching something like that, I try not to Google the story.
Yeah.
If I don't know it, because I don't want it to spoil the ending. And it was such a fun. This was maybe the biggest fight I've ever had with that, because there was so much stuff that just seemed like this is impossible. It's like an episode of some cartoon show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was a South Park episode or something, I could imagine that.
Yeah, I waited till it was over before I went and read all over Google about him, because I hadn't heard of the guy. And I'm kind of surprised, because it's not like Oklahoma's that far away.
No.
But, I highly recommend it. I think the one thing that you'll appreciate that'll be different from the podcast is all the footage they have of him and interviews with him. You never get that with something like this. I mean, he's a big part of it, and the woman and this other tiger owner who's just as weird, who's basically got like 5 wives. I mean, it's just all this stuff is and having it on actual film and watching it, you're like, wow, you know. So
part of the story is they sent a guy there to basically document all this stuff, and by the end of it, he had like basically burned down this guy's tape, everything he'd done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a guy who was making a reality show about him.
Yeah.
Which would have been fantastic.
But it would have been so great.
But at the same time, they were recording everything for his TV show that he did online.
Yeah.
So you've got all that stuff.
Oh, that's gold.
And a lot of the, it's just, and man,
I love crazy people. I love crazy redneck people. Like, I can't get enough of them.
This is the gold standard, I think, of crazy redneck people. 832 asks, binge watch first season of The Wire. Are all the seasons as good, or can I skip some? Don't skip any.
Don't skip any. Season 2, you're going to find yourself frustrated.
Yeah.
It was the toughest season for me, and I've kind of grown more of an appreciation for it as I've grown older. But it's definitely not as good as season 1.
I watched a couple other things to pass on. There was a film that the wife wanted to watch, and I was like, "Oh man, I don't want to watch this." It was called Mr. Right. It's from 2015 with Anna Kendrick and Tim Roth, and it's like, okay, this is going to be some kind of weird romantic comedy. It wasn't. It was a exact opposite of that. I mean, it was a romantic action comedy, but it kind of had a little bit of the feel of Mr. and Mrs. Smith to it. So,
okay.
It's not bad at all if you like, you know, kind of the snappy dialogue and kind of a 2 days in the valley thing going on. So highly, highly recommend that one too for when you start, because now I'm starting to get down the list and I'm looking for stuff.
Dude, I watched, have you watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
I have not watched that yet.
It is a trip.
Oh,
it,
really?
It's not at all what I expected. And there's parts of it where I feel like I'm on psychedelic drugs. I mean, it's a very... it was a good movie. It's just, I thought the whole movie, I thought it was like legitimately about Mr. Rogers. Like it was about the, it was like almost like a real life documentary type movie. No, but it says it's based on a true story, but dude, you got to watch it. It's a trip. And then I watched a movie last night called Mid-90s, which was...
I saw you tweet about that.
Directed by Jonah Hill. And... it is essentially, I told my wife this. I said, this is such a reminder of what a dummy I was growing up, like in high school. This is the same kind of dumb stuff I did. It's the same kind of, hanging out with my knucklehead friends that, we were all idiots. We were all our different kind of idiots. But it's just a really eye-opening thing. If you grew up in that era, which of course I did, it'll bring back some memories for you of how young and dumb you were. If you graduated anywhere in the late 90s, you'll appreciate that movie.
That sounds interesting. One other one that I watched,
it's probably like Dazed and Confused for you.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Dazed and Confused was kind of, yeah, either that or Fast Times. It's between those two, I think. But yeah, I'm probably more Fast Times, because Dazed and Confused was based a little bit before my time, but not much. If you're looking for something kind of off the beaten path, I also watched a 2-part series called Blue Murder Killer Cop.
Okay.
And it's an Australian thing. It stars the same guy who was in Rake, which is the only reason I watched it. And it's based on a true story. And if you can understand the accents, it's fantastic. And it just all the stuff that goes on, once you realize that's a true story, you're like, wow. Somebody says Sam Rockwell, not Tim Roth and Mr. Right. No, they're both in there. Sam Rockwell's the main guy, but Tim Roth is in there. So, yeah. I have one complaint, because everyone is home watching movies. My Fire TV buffers all the time. Go back to work, people. Well, they would if they could.
Yeah, my internet's not been great either. But that's just, I kind of knew it would be that way.
Yeah, it's been hit and miss. I mean, Netflix a couple of times. I binge watched the Mystery Science Theater thing they did last year that I hadn't seen yet, and it wouldn't load for a while, and so I had to come back to it later. I haven't had any problems on Amazon yet.
Well, I told my kids that during this during this show, like from 4 to 7, they're not allowed to use the interwebs. Like, they're not allowed to stream. They're not allowed to play video games online. And you would have thought that I murdered one of their buddies. I mean, it was
it's 3 hours, guys.
Yeah.
I've got it set up where I've got kind of a. In the downstairs bedroom, I've got sort of a broadcasting setup now. It should be pretty cool. It's just the days the wife has to go to the office, I've got to put the dog in the kennel and just pretend like I'm not there, because otherwise she's going to be a pain in the ass. But as of now, she's still working a few days because they have to have somebody there to physically print things out, and she's the only one close by, but they shut that down. I'm going to be stuck with her all the time, which... yeah, we've been practicing social distancing for about 3 years in my house.
From each other?
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. But Levi says, you need to talk about ZZ Top again. That Worldwide Texas tour was a circus. Yeah, I actually saw them on that tour. That's how old I am. I really like that. That's probably the best. And there's some reasons why I found that one more interesting than most. It's because that's a band I grew up with. And... they were a huge influence on me, and I mentioned this last week. I got a chance to go to LA and play in a band because of ZZ Top. Because before that, if you weren't from England or New York or LA, nobody would give you the time of day. And yeah, if you imagine kind of what grunge did for Seattle, I mean, that's what ZZ Top did for Texas musicians. And I loved the whole thing. I thought Frank Beard was hilarious about all this hair. I love heroin, man. And I just thought it was really well done, and it was something that it hit home for me more than any of the other kind of band documentaries, because I really don't like many of them. I didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody because that was Hollywooded. I did like Rocket Man. I didn't think that was poorly done, but I didn't like the Motley Crue one, but this one I loved. And like I said, maybe it's just because of the tie. Have you had a chance to watch that yet?
I haven't.
Ah, well, there you go. There's another one for you.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff out there. 281 says, Behind the Times, but just started Peaky Blinders yesterday. You'll enjoy it. That's a good one. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, Dr. Sleep, so good. You watched that one too, right?
Yeah. Watched that in theaters.
Yeah, that was, I love the book. My only beef with the book is that they just kept hammering on the whole 12-step program thing, and they didn't really do that in the movie as much, which I liked. And, I thought it was really, really well done. But there's plenty of stuff out there. It's just now I'm starting to get into that. I'm not much out there that I'm not much out there that I haven't seen yet that I want to see. So 281 says, Mr. Wright is one of those movies I described to my friends as doesn't suck to watch with your girlfriend because I don't want to admit I enjoyed it. Yeah. So, and Robert says, don't watch Outbreak or Contagion right now. By the way, what are you guys doing? Have you seen, like, the top 10 on Netflix?
Yeah. My wife wants to watch Outbreak. I got news for everybody. Outbreak is not a good movie.
No.
It's actually a really bad movie.
Yeah, and, I'm surprised I Am Legend isn't on there now, because everybody's talking about that one now, too. It's like, guys, we don't need to watch this stuff while we're living it. I mean, but Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I looked, there were three of those movies in the top 10 at one point Saturday, which, you know, I might need to take that feature off because it tells me everything I need to know about humanity. So 713 says, past week I drank a lot of beer, made sure it was either Carbach, Eighth Wonder, or Eureka Heights. Got to support our local friends over the big name brands during all the craziness. Yeah, I mean, anything you can do. We actually yesterday took a walk over to our neighborhood bar and bought some alcohol to go. Try to support them, and we've been ordering from the local restaurants, try to support them as long as we can. And, you know, that's all you can do. If you've got the means, then do your best to support these guys because we need them to be there when it's all over. And hopefully it won't last forever. Sure feels like it today, but we'll get there. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Good to go.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force water.
I want you to stop talking and start drinking.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 281 says, I'll be honest, it feels like I've been drinking more lately. I haven't been, like, drinking a whole lot. Saturday night, I pretty much, well, I also had a little product to go with it. But Jerry Bowe and I were texting back and forth, betting the horses. And I don't know what the hell I did, but I woke up the next morning with a whole bunch of money in my BetUS racing account. And
that happens to you way too often.
I know. And then I cashed out most of it and threw away pretty much what was left in there yesterday. But that was fun. But otherwise, I started drinking earlier on the weekends, but not really getting, you know, I'm not getting hammered. I'm drinking like beer early and then when I'm ready to go to sleep, I'll have a couple glasses of vodka. But no, I mean, but this is going to be, I mean, if we're in this for the long haul, I mean, that's, what are you going to do? I mean, I don't blame people. Hockley Dan says, the boys on Amazon can't come quick enough to binge watch. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Midsummer, I think, is what we're looking at. And Space Ghost is back, says he's still kicking. So good. Good to have you guys back. And yes, the Twitch channel is up today. Eventually, we might be able to do something where, you know, we can have the Twitch channel with one of us, probably me, which nobody wants to see that. And then I got guys on the text line saying, dude, comb your hair. You look homeless. You know, you could put that on the Twitch channel. If you're watching on the Twitch channel, why are you texting it? But, yeah, you know why I look homeless? Because I came in today thinking I was picking up some equipment to go home with and do the show from there. So I didn't really go out of my way to wear a hat or comb my hair or really do anything other than, you know, take a shower and throw on a shirt and pants, of course. And so I came in and that didn't work out. And fortunately I brought my laptop just in case. So yeah, I wasn't expecting to be on the Twitch channel today. So, and if I look homeless, then, you know, give me a quarter. yeah, I don't know why you don't just put that on there on the Twitch channel, because maybe you don't want your name on there. I don't know. Titan Hugo says, I've gone down to drinking once a week. Now I'm getting back to my bad habits every day. Yeah. And man, it's easy to do, especially on the weekends, man. You get up, hell, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm thinking, oh, I have a beer. I mean, what difference does it make? And fortunately, like I said, I kept myself really busy, and that's why I didn't drink more. But man, I see how people can get into that real easily. And I guarantee I'm one of them. And you just gotta, yeah, and the wife and I were talking about it a little bit yesterday. It's like, well, you know what? Let's next time, instead of walking over and getting takeout alcohol, let's go for a run. You know, let's do something healthy. And then if we want to go get takeout alcohol, that's fine. So try to find some things to do that are healthy. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a sports map story here pretty soon on some workouts you can do at home. But it is very easy to get depressed and drink right now. It really is. And if you're prone to that kind of thing, and hell, I am, you just got to be careful, because we are going to come out on the other side of this at some point. Don't know when. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, either of you guys use CBD, any thoughts or recommendations on it? Think about trying it out. I know AJ's big on it. I use it a lot, too.
I've used it for years, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said, I watch a Twitch feed, but I don't want to sign up for another account, so that's why I use the text line. Okay. Not the same guy, but now that makes sense. Phillips says, shout out to those of us who are essential and can't binge watch and drink. Good for you for being essential. Hey, and we appreciate the people who are having to work right now. And there's a lot of you out there that are keeping what little normalcy we have going. And, you know, we talked about the truck drivers who are delivering everything. And, I mean, there's just the way things are right now, we really appreciate the people who can work. And you should be thankful that you can work, because there's a lot of people who can't right now. And a lot of them that don't have any income. And this is going to hurt a lot of people. It really is. And we're going to try to do our part. Texas Tiger said he missed the run on toilet paper and sanitizer and mask, but he's still ready for quarantine, and tweeted us a picture of more alcohol than I have in my place.
That's a lot of booze.
He's got Eagle Rare, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's an
Good
Eagle
life.
Rare. Yeah. I'm out. I haven't been able to find the Eagle Rare lately, and they had it on sale at Specs apparently last week, and I was on the air. Couldn't go get it, but yeah, I've still got some decent whiskey. I've got I'm starting to get into my beers I've been saving for a while, and you know, just having one of those. Like, I've still got a couple of the Kentucky Habits now. That one of those is going to get abused this week at some point. But for the most part, you know, it's just little vodka, which I have plenty of. So we'll see. And I don't know how it's going to be 2 days from now. 2 days from now, I may just come on the show and say, you know what, man, I've been drinking all day. Let's just do this. Wouldn't be the first time. The Saints signed former Roughneck Dietrich Nichols, who is a cornerback who led the league in interceptions. He's had some NFL opportunities before. So there's another Roughneck.
Boy, speaking of the Saints, there were some things said on the interwebs that are eye-opening. Brady Popenga, are you familiar with his work?
No.
Brady Popenga, he is, I guess he's not, I mean, he used to play football. I mean, now I guess he's a, he's like an analyst of some sort. But he says Lamar Jackson is the poor man's Taysom Hill.
Oh, I saw this.
It's not the other way around. That's what we have in Taysom. That's why the Saints aren't messing around. He eventually will be taken care of. I've got crazy news for you, Brady Popenga. Taysom Hill is nowhere close to what Lamar Jackson is. And to say he's Lamar's a poor man's Taysom Hill, and you wonder why, you know, and I, you know what, I say you wonder, I often wonder, why do people make such a big deal of what race a quarterback is, or act like, you know, no one believes that black quarterback can be good, when we look at what Patrick Mahomes, the best player in the league, Lamar Jackson just wins the MVP. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, we're past all the black quarterback, white quarterback stuff. And then you realize, no, there's still people who are living that life. And that's why it's still a thing.
Yeah, I guess we're talking about this guy who we've never heard of, so he got what he wanted out of it. But I just don't get it. I mean, for one thing, we've talked about the Taysom Hill thing. Let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps over him just yet. I mean,
please.
The guy is just, I mean, yeah, he's a fun piece to have, but let's not act like
he's thrown 13 passes in his career. When Drew Brees got hurt, he wasn't even the backup quarterback.
No.
I mean, remember that. Lamar Jackson's a poor man's Taysom Hill. Oh, my God. Lamar Jackson ran for over 1,000 yards, threw for over 3,000 yards, 40-plus touchdowns.
Is that good? Is that good?
I think it's good. Okay. NFL MVP and this undrafted, almost 30-year-old dude, he's been in the league for a while, who is a really nice special teams piece, but isn't even a backup quarterback. Somehow Lamar Jackson is a poor man's Taysom Hill. Oy vey. My goodness.
Kelly and Clear Lake says, thank you guys for being on the job. Makes the drive home even better, considering there's no traffic on Beltway 8 between Clay Road and the Gulf Freeway. That's the only positive, man. I can get here in about 10 or 11 minutes now, which, you know, it makes it nice. And somebody said he used to work on Fox Sports Radio weekends.
Oh. Well, that's big news.
Yeah. All right, quick break. Hour number one of the books. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.